So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. So the next thing I really wanted to cover, by the way, and I was having a conversation with one of my coaching clients about this earlier, it's about this technological singularity that's coming. And so in physics and black holes and, you know, space physics more than anything, you have something called a singularity. And a singularity is basically where the sun, it expends all its fuel, it explodes, and then it retracts into itself and it creates this singularity. And a singularity is like a black hole. And it's called a singularity because it's got this thing called an event horizon. And the event horizon is when you cross over into a black hole, which takes a lot longer than you think it will, because you're going super fast. So time slows right down. You probably won't even ever go through a black hole consciously, because you'd be ripped to shreds anyway. Spaghettification, as it's called. Anyway, you've got this event horizon. When you go through the black hole, you cross over this event horizon. Now, we've got one very similar in technological terms, and we're reaching this point where it's a pyramid, and when you reach the top, it's where the machine becomes self-aware. And we've had a lot of sci-fi, think Terminator, about machines becoming self-aware. And we were talking about ChatGPT 4 and ChatGPT 5 and about us moving towards this singularity where technology is becoming self-aware. And we're reaching this point, and I think we'll reach the point easily in the next 50 years, potentially in the next 20 years, maybe in the next 10 years, where the machine that you've got on your desk right now is more intelligent than you are, right? You can have a conversation with it and it won't know, sorry, you won't know whether it's the machine or whether it's a person on the other side of the screen. It's called the Alan Turing test. That's what the Alan Turing test was actually about. And I remember playing about with this on an Acorn Electron computer, trying to write a program so that trying to pass the Alan Turing test. Are you human? Are you a robot? And it would give you answers and things. But from a technological point of view, we're reaching this point where we are about to, in the next 10 or 20 years, have this situation where technology is going to change beyond everything that we know. And when we reach this point, everything's going to change, right? You're going to have 3D printed houses. You'll have 3D printed cars. We'll be getting drones from A to B. You'll be saying to ChatGPT, create me 10 posts about buying hotels and then schedule them for the next week or so. And it will do it in a heartbeat, right? This is the singularity that we're going to. My business is screwed. Our digital marketing agency is screwed, right? Because the ChatGPT and the AI stuff that's going to come through is going to make us all redundant. And so we're having to think about how is this going to change. And by the way, you ask someone in the supermarket about AI and ChatGPT, they have no idea what you're talking about. So we're not there yet. We've, you know, it's a digital marketing agency. We've got 5 more years, I reckon, maybe 10 absolutely max, before we're out of business, right? And you'll always need somebody in the middle anyway, I think, to maybe translate exactly what you want over. Maybe, like, I'm probably wrong on that, the more I think about it. But this technological singularity is coming. And the important part for you guys and me as well is that fundamentally, the way that we live our lives is going to shift. Fundamentally. The fridge, I need chicken for my lunch, right? The fridge already knows I'm out of chicken and it will order it. And a little robot will just turn up. It's not a little man anymore. The robot will just turn up. it won't even ring the doorbell. The servant robot will go get it and it'll go put it in the fridge in a particular order. Like, this stuff is coming. And I know it's like, oh, we've been saying this for 100 years, but boy, we're very, very close to it. And the reason why this is going to affect you is you've got to think about what businesses are going to be affected by this. Our lawyers are going to be affected by this. There's an AI lawyer right now which has more accuracy than a human lawyer. I'm going to say that again. There's an AI lawyer right now that has more accuracy than a human counterpart has. Like, that's bonkers. That's utterly bonkers. One of my clients today sent me, he asked me, who is Dan Latto? And it sent him who I am. And it got it
got it almost spot on, right? Like, that's bonkers. Imagine asking a computer who a particular person is and it gets it right to like 95% accuracy. Bonkers. Our lives are going to change fundamentally. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this as time moves on, but this technological singularity is happening and it's something that you need to be aware of because your business is highly likely to change. Now, some businesses aren't going to change. Keeping fit, for example, I can't imagine that changing. Going on holiday to a place, yeah, VR's going to come in, but there's nothing like going to Ibiza than going to Ibiza. You can't put a headset on and wear a kinetic suit where you get to feel everything. Like, holodecks aren't real. You know, in Star Trek, they still go to Risa than going on a holodeck because Risa is Risa, right? You have to go there. So there's some industries that are going to be fine with this stuff, and then there's going to be an awful lot, 75% of industries that are just going to go to the wall because no longer you're going to need a lawyer. No one longer are you going to need a word processor because you just say, computer, send this letter to these and it will do it for you and it will send it and you'll just talk about it. And that's it. Like, and if Elon has his way, you'll just think it. Like, is this stuff coming through? Of course it bloody well is. Is it scary as hell? It sure as hell is. Are people going to be made homeless because they're going to lose their jobs? Of course. Are we still going to need homes? Yes. Is it going to be, are the homes going to be a lot more compact than they are right now? Absolutely. Like, this whole thing is changing. And so one of the reasons why we're talking about this, and we are far from experts in the technological singularity, but one of the reasons we talk about it is to make you aware that this stuff is coming. Anyway, look, hope that's useful. Nice quick one today. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Lotto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.